Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Wahlberg.
Good morning. In today's Chumash, Chumash and Chamishi in Parsha Shmini, we have over here Vesira Chatos, Dorish Dorash Mesha, Vine Soiraf. And therefore, Vayikzef, Alaloza, Alisomer, Vnearna, Nisorim Lamer, because this Seir HaChatos was burnt. And the whole shock of Moshe Rabbeinu's tiny, why did they burn this Chatos? Why didn't they eat it? And then the Aaron answered. It's not so clear what he answered. It's a shock of Atari and Gemara, what exactly he answered. Hainli Huve is Doma. And Bekitzer Aaron answered. And then it says at the end of the Parsha, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Be'enof. So what was exactly the shock of Atari? Just Bekitzer. There were be'emes three Seirei Chatois on that day. There were three Seirei Chatois that were brought on that day. There was the beginning of Parsha Shmini. It says, from the Yidden you take a Seir L'Chatos. That was one Seir. Then there was also, it was Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So it was the first of the Yud Beis Yomim that the Nesiim brought the Chanukah HaMizbeach. So there was also a Seir of Nachshein. And then it was Rish Chedesh. So Rish Chedesh, there's also a source. There were three Chatois. Three Seiri Chatois. Lepel, the other Seiri Chatois, were eaten. Masha'inkin, this Seir L'Chatos was burnt. Well, what was the Cheshvin? We have a general rule that an Oinin is Osir B'Kotchim. A Kohen had yet, Ibaam is an Oinin, is Osir even Naveda. A Kohen Godel, an Oinin is Mutar Baveda. But as far as Achilas Kotchim is concerned, an oinin is osir b'achilas kotchim, period. Now, lepeil b'nigeya yom hashmi, this day, over there it says that Mesha told Aaron Ubonov, b'nigeya the mincha, which was also a special mincha that was brought for that day, that they should eat it, v'chlua, you should eat it that day, kechein tzuvesi. What's that, kechein tzuvesi? So Rashi teaches, b'aninis yechlua. They should eat it baninus. So it was a special din. Normally there's a general din that kotchim is not eaten baninus. And benigeya, the mincha was baninus yichlua. And from that mincha, they went ahead, and they also, it was also the shlomim, he said also benigeya the shlomim, and they already extended it also to the chatois, side to the chatos of the chatos ha'am, the chatos which says in the beginning of Shmini, and al derech zeh to the seir chatos of Nachshon. But when it came to the Sorish Chedesh, so we hear Aaron made a cheshbon that maybe there's a difference. There's kochi shoh and there's kochi deiris. Kochi shoh means special kochim, which is for that day. Masha'ik in kochi deiris is regular kochim, is a regular standard kochim. So Memela, this din of Echlua Matzis, you should eat Echlua Matzis, should be, maybe only applies to Kochi Shoh. But the Kochi Deiris and the Pashtus Advarim, a regular din, that Kochi Deiris is an Einan is Osir. Memela, since they're Einanim, so therefore they have to burn the Chatos. That was the Cheshbon of Aaron Ubonov. Mesha Vaisis didn't have this Cheshbon, and therefore it was Vayikzif Mesha. Mesha was angry. How you talking? Madua le'achaltim b'sachatus b'bkei makedesh. In other words, I told you, echlu matzis. And lepel, you ate the others to see them. Wasn't it between this and that? That was the question. Then Aaron answered. It's not so clear, heina krafti ayim chatas, but the Gemara says, according to Rava, the Gemara says that was the answer of Aaron, that Aaron answered, m'shamayte b'kotshishoh. So there's no raya b'negeya kotshidatis. So on that, it says, Vayishma Meshe Vayita Beinuf. The Mishnah heard, and Vayita Beinuf. Now what's the type, Vayishma Meshe Vayita Beinuf? So the Amos, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that the Pshat is, Heide, V'libesh Leimar Leishamayti, El Leishamayti V'shachachti. You have to know where the Gemara gets all this from. But that's Lashna Gemara. Heide, he was Meide, Meshe Rabbeinu was Meide. V'lebeish leimar leishamayti, that I didn't hear. No, shamayti taka, what you're saying is true, I heard it. And Mishachachti, I forgot. Whatever that means, if you understand what that means, what's Pshat Mesha forgot, or what's Pshat Mishachachti. But that's what it says. Rashi in Chumash doesn't say that. Rashi just says, Heide v'libesh leima leishamaiti. That's Rashi doesn't fear Ruiz. In some Chumashim they have an Achotzi eagle, Mishamaiti Mishachachti, but that's not the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is, Heide v'libesh leima leishamaiti. Now the question was Pshat Rashi. So there are Gdela Meforshim, big Meforshim, the Taina that Rashi Taka is saying over the Gemara. He's just saying it Bekitzer. He's saying Heida Velebesh Leima Leishamaiti to say to Taina Leishamaiti. Ella, what did he really say? He said Shamaiti v'Shachachti. But on that Lechura, I mean that Gdela Meforshim say it, and Be'emes Saloshna Gemara, Saloshna Gemara. But it's very clear, Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi doesn't say these words. And to say that that's the kavanah of Rashi, that Rashi said, Heide, v'lebeish leima leishamayti, and he means to say, Ela shamayti v'shachachti, is, in Gemara it says it. Rashi doesn't say it. So it's very, and Rashi speaking, l'churip shalmikra, to ben chomer shalmikra, is very hard to understand, to accept, that that is the kavanah of Rashi. You have to say that the kavanah of Rashi is kipshute. That heida v'leibesh leima leishamaiti. It was leishamaiti. As far as Rashi, because of this arichus advarim, what's the difference between Rashi and the Gemara? But I'll quote upon him. We're saying over here that lechura and pshuti shel mikra, Meisha was saying, I didn't hear this svara. Leishamaiti. I didn't hear it. But nevertheless, it was Vayita Beinov. So the mail comes out like this. According to the Gemara, it comes out that Aaron said a Svara, and Meshe Rabbeinu was masking to the Svara because he was Shama. Because he reminded himself, Kaviyot Kvesha, what it means to say, you know, Aaron, Meshe Magat. It's very hard to understand. But there was a Svara that Meshe reminded himself. I mean, there's also over there, the Pshat, the Gemara says over there, Kavachem Maisrakal. Could be Leishamaiti, but again, the Kavachem Maisrakal. That's really, would get involved in too many details. But the Nekudas Advarim is that the Maskonas Advarim was that Mesha said something, and Aaron argued, and then Vayishba Mesha Vayitu Be'enov, and Mesha said, Shamaiti V'Shachachti. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi, L'chura the Pshat is that Meshe Rabbeinu heard the Svara. He heard the Svara. And L'kilu, he didn't think of this Svara. And L'peil, Vayita Be'enov, and he accepted the Svara. So B'meila L'chura, you have to understand that L'chura, I mean, a Svara, the Svara, B'shamate B'kotshishoa, in L'chol L'hokel, B'kotshedeiris, is L'chura Svara Pshuta. It's a svara pshuta, it's a psachidush. So some reason or another, Amesha felt that this kula was a kula for the day, not only for the kotshisho. And Aaron tied, no, maybe it's a svara only for kotshisho, not for kotshidenis. You have to understand, but my plea, what's the machlekes? Well, what is machlekes? But past song, Amesha didn't hold the svara. But there's a lot of things you learn out, kotshisho, kotshidenis. It's a question, in other words, Even according to the Gemara, you also have to understand it. What's Pshat? Meshe didn't chapsuk this svara. And Aaron didn't hear the svara. Aaron just said the svara, me atzmei. And now Meshe is saying that he taka heard the svara. It's hard to understand what's the avonis advar. There's another issue over here, like just another horror in Pshat. There's in Pashas Mateis, b'negir the maise with Giyul Yakum. So over there it says Vayiksev Meisha, over there was also Vayiksev Meisha. Then it was Elazar said that the Pasha of Pasha Hagola. And then over there it says Mitech Shibo Meisha. Rashi says, or only Rashi, Chazal say Mitech Shibo Leklal Kas, Bo Leklal Tois. The Meisha was Bo Leklal Kas, Bo Leklal Tois. And then it says V'chein B'shmini Libuluim. Rashi says V'chein b'shmini l'muluyim, he was bo l'klal kas, and he was also bo l'klal tois. So Rashi Yesh in Parshas Matis explains what's going on in Shmini Lemeluy? What's going on in Shmini? What's going on in Pashas Matis? The Pashas Advarim, the Meisha, the Rashi Hashver. How could be Meisha Bole Klal Tois? Meisha? How could Meisha be Bole Klal Tois? Can't understand. So I think the answer is no. Bole Klal Kaz, Bole Klal Tois. In other words, that's an answer. Good, Akasha. Good. I'm not saying I understand the Kasha so much as I understand the Teretz. But that's Lachura, the Seder Advarim. Kilo, there's Akasha, and Rashi is telling us. Why is Rashi telling us? Because it's Shver. What's Shver? How you talk Bole Klal Tois? The answer is it was Bole Klal Kaz, Bole Klal Tois. And there, Rashi mitamol zogt. V'chein b'shmin el muluim. He was Bole Klal Kaz and Bole Klal Tois. Mapshat. So I'm just saying that the pshat is going to be, notice like this. If Meisha was Takashoma, and then Lepeli was Shochach, Kaviyochul, so then it's a question, Taka, how is it possible? So that you have to answer, Bole Klal Kaz, Bole Klal Tois. But the pshat is, according to Rashi, this way we said before, Rashi doesn't say that Meisha was Shochach. Doesn't say it was Meisha was Shochach. Rashi just says that Heidah v'lebeis le'ma le'shamayti Meisha was le'shama. Say Elamai. So what was the argument? The argument was Miswara. Aaron said, I ate the Swara. And Meisha didn't say, I heard the Swara. And then Meisha agreed to the Swara. So if that's the case, so you can't ask the question, how was Meisha Bole Klal Kaz? He wasn't Bole Klal Kaz. It wasn't Bole Klal Tois. It wasn't a Tois. There was a Swara. If there was something he heard from the Eibishter, and now he's not saying it, he doesn't remember it, Kaviyochu. And now you're saying that he's correcting it. So over there, it's Bole Klal Tois. So the question, how could he Bole Klal Tois? You have to say, Bole Klal Kaz, Bole Klal Tois. Masha'inkin, in our Pasha, there's no need to be Mechadish that Meisha was Bole Klal Kaz and Bole Klal Tois. He wasn't a Tois. He was a Svara. And Lepel answered a different Svara, and he accepted that Svara. That's not called a Tois. So what does Rashi say in the Pashas Matis? Because over here to come along to be Mechadish, to take out from the words from your mouth, the Meisha was Bole Klal Kaz, Bole Klal Tois, is a big thing. Masha'inkin, when Pashas Matis, you're Muchrich to say it. So mainly we already have a precedent, since it's in Pashas Matis for such a Svara. So now Rashi says, V'chein, the Pashas Shmini, now we can also say it. When we learned Pashas Shmini, there was no Hechrich to say it, because we could have learned it without it. But when we come here, over here, there's already a Yisot to say it. I'm just saying, in Pshat. But what was blind, though, the Shverikait in Pshat, is how you're talking that Meshe Rabbeinu didn't have this Svara, that in Shemaita because she saw, Ein Lecha Lahaka because she did this, and Aaron had the Svara. How you talking, man? How could there be that there should be a Svara that Aaron, by Aaron it's a Chagalekt, and by Meisha it's a Chmishtagalekt? What's the Havana Sadvorn? What's the Havana Sadvorn? How's Shaykhus? Meisha is the Mivchar Mino Anushi. And Mele, he was Kibul Teira Misinai, so the Chura, all the Seichel was Seichel HaTeira. The Seichel was Seichel HaTeira. So if there's such a Seichel, so the Chura has to be such a Seichel. And that's question number one. And question number two is, since we're saying that the Maskonas Adorim, it wasn't Shoma, Shochach, and B'Shochach, so Manashach, if he didn't hold on the Svara, the Chathilas, why is he holding the Svara? What is that? I didn't bring any Raya to the Svara in Pshutri Shal Mikra. In the Gemara, I didn't bring a Raya to the Svara. The Raya was, Kalvachema, Mimaisa Rakal. Okay, come and something in. But in Chumash, there's no Rayas. So what happened that Aaron mitamol halt from the Svara? That's the Pshat. So I'm not saying a beer. This is not a beer so much Alpi Pshat. It's not a beer Alpi Pshat. It's not my beer. But it's not a beer Alpi Pshat. It's a beer more of a primis in Yon, a bit techen in Yon. With the Iran Avein Sashem. The Chlal is brought down, there's a posse that says, Chesed ve'emes nefgoshu, but in the Russian, Chesed ve'emes, The pasuk, that the chesed and emes go together, and the shalom. I remember the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tilim. That's pasuk in Kapitel Pei Hei. Well, like a kofon. It's a pasuk here. It's a pasuk. Chazal say that chesed goes on Aaron, and emes goes on Mesha. There's a difference between Madrega of Aaron and the Madrega of Mesha. Mesha is the Madrega of Emes. And Aaron was the Madrega of Chesed. What's the difference between Chesed and Emes? What's the Pshat? Bechlal Emes is not subjective, it's objective. Emes is... Huh? Chesed and Emes with Goshen. Tzedek v'sholem v'shoku. Chesed Emes Nivgoshu, Tzedek v'sholem v'shoku. I'll call upon this. Chesed Emes Nivgoshu goes on Aaron and Mesha. Aaron is the union of Chesed. Aaron was Eves Abrius, Mekarvel, Leteira. And Mesha is the union from Emes. What's the chilul between Emes and Chesed? Emes is an Emes which has nothing to do with the world. Emes is Emes. It's not, you're not reckoning with anything. You're not adjusting to anybody. It's the Emes. The Eid of Chesed. Chesed is the Taich. I'm interested in helping, in getting involved, in trying to lift up. That's the information in Aaron. Mesha was Mesha Kibul Teilim Sinai. Mesha was the Eid of Emes. Mesha is brought down in that he's Madrega of Chochma. So maybe he was the Madrega of, he brought down the Emes, the way the Emes is. Aaron was Bahaleske Sanedes. He was the Indian of picking up Yidden and connecting them to the Abishter. In Kabbalah, it's brought down, this is what I learned Kabbalah, but it's brought down in Svar, that there's such a thing called Shushvina de Malka, Shushvina de Matronisa. Look it up. It says, Bahasana, there's the Shushvina and the Unterfirus. But there's a chosin and a kala, and Bechlau says a chosin kala, like a little uncomfortable to go to the wedding. In Mamela, the unterfirers. There's an unterfirer, of the chosin, and there's an unterfirer of the kala. So Aldera ze kaviyochel, yim chasunosi zu matenteira, the matenteira between the Yidden and the Eibusher, there's also unterfirers. Who are the unterfirers? The unterfirers, the Meshenan. And it says that Mesha is Shushvina de Malka. He's the unterfuhrer of the Ebershter. He's Kaviyochel b'imamshel the Ebershter lamato. And Aaron is the unterfuhrer of the Yidden. He's bringing the Yidden up. So Mesha is Shushvina de Malka. And Aaron is Shushvina de Matronisa. Mesha is Midas HaEmes. And Aaron is Midas HaChesed. Now there's an Indian of Kochishon and Kochideus. What's that Kochishon and Kochideus? We know the Seder Advarim is, you know, you start a new Indian, you start a new Masechta, it's a new Masechta, there's a Shir, everyone comes on time, and Psal Gishmak, and a Lebedikait, beginning of the year, and in Yeshivas, there's a new Seder, there's a new Zdarim, there's a Psal Lebedikait. You start the first Seder night, the beginning of the first Seder night, it's a Psal Lebedikait. That's in the beginning. Mashiach, as time goes on, and things pass, so there, you get already used to it, and you don't have that same Lebedikai. So the question is, so there's Kochisho and Kochido Deus. There's a Kochisho means Kochim, which are specific things, the special things, and there's Kochideus, which are the regular things. And the question is there any difference between the attitude and the Geshef, the Kochisho and Kochideus? So on that, there was a difference between the Madrega of Mesha and the Madrega of Aaron. Mesha, because he is Shushvina de Malka, because Mesha is Midas HaEmes, Emes Ro, so Mesha mitzad Mesha, there's no difference. Ein, Morgan, Iber Morgan, it's all the same. Mitzad Mesha, there's no difference. Mela, the same Indian, the same dinam that replied to Kochisho, applied to Kochideus. Mashainkin Aaron, Aaron, since he was completely involved in Shushvina de Matranisa, he was involved in the union of Halo, the Halo Mumatala Maila, So Ba'erma Tzachaga leaked that there's a major difference between Kach Shishan and Kach Adeus. That's the chilik, the pashtus achilik between Meisha and Aaron. Why Meisha, by him, there was no difference between Kach Shishan and Kach Adeus, and by Aaron there was a chilik. Now the question is, what's the inyan of Ayishma Meisha Vayita Beinu? What's Pshat Ayishma Meisha Vayita Beinu? Marvishach. If Meisha held that the Kach Shishan, the union of Kach Shishan is something which is no different than Kach Shishan, so why Bitamol, when Aaron said it, he didn't understand it? So this is a vort, you're using a little piece of Tanya that the Alter Rebbe discusses over there. The Alter Rebbe speaks about there's Tzadikim and there's Beinonim. That's what he speaks about in Madregas in the Tanya language. Tzadikim and Beinonim. And then he writes that the Emes, there's the Aveda of Tzadikim, which the Aveda of Tzadikim is the union of by them is always an Avas Hashem and a Yiras Hashem. They always have these Madregas. By them it's always Meir Elikus. Masha'inkein b'negeya beinanim, which they have the struggle. So'ina chinami b'sha'asad, he speaks over there, b'sha'asad davening, they have this Avas Hashem. But on the other hand, after davening, they don't have it. So legabi the Madregas at tzadikim, so the Aveda of beinanim is not really a real Aveda. Because it says Svas El Emes Tikel Ad Vadar Gil Shein Shoker. So in other words, what's considered Emes? The world of Emes is only something which is Lo'ad, and it's not something which remains only a while. But that's Lechura. But then the Alter Rebbe explains no. But Lepel Mamish Midas Emes is a Midas. Whatever, you have to understand what it means over there. But he says a Midas Emes is Kavem Tzoy. And it's Elam and Amat, it's the card that goes Milmaila Ad Lamata Mata. It's the, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there was the Briach Atichen, which is Mabriach Min HaKotze LaKotze. So Milmaila, so the Emes, there's the Inyan of Emes, there's an Emes, that even though there's an Emes, which seems to be an Emes, which is not a real Emes, but you have to understand that in that not real emes lick the real emes. That not in the not the real emes lick the emes. There's the emes havaya. There's the emes havaya. Havaya likim hu likim emes. And then there's the emes havaya leilo. And you have to understand that in the emes havaya, with the emes havaya, which seems to be emes, but that emes havaya, the way it comes down in oilam, it comes down in velt, is also an emes. It's also an emes. And that's the chidush of what happened over here, which Vayishma Meisha Vayita Beinov. Meisha is brought down is with Madrega Vatzilus, is a Madrega where over there was no Ra. The whole musig of Ra and Shah and Ahara, Tatre Zazay, Magna Zazay, it doesn't exist. Aaron was in a world that he saw the world. He was involved in trying to help and be Makar of people. So he appreciated it. The chiddush over here was Vayishma Meisha, the Meisha Rabbeinu, Mitzad, the Madreig of Meisha, had their heart, the Maila of the Kach Shishan, of that Madreig of Kach Shishan, which it means in Avedas Hashem, it means that there are certain people that find themselves on certain levels, which in that level, there's like, things are pashut. And then they meet people, and those people can be their own children, or their own Enoch, or their own whatever neighbor. And that person doesn't really have that same deher, and that same anochis that this person has. And Memele, he looks at that other person, he says, this person's not real. This person, you have a person that goes three times a day to shul, and he goes to Daf Yemishir, and he learns Teira, and his house is Moli Teira, and Yerushamayim, etc., etc. And then you have a person, that person is not going, he's not going to daven three times a day. I'm not sure how many times a day he goes to daven. I'm not sure how many times a day he davens. And then he doesn't learn Daf Yemishe, he's learning only Omad Yemishe, Rabbi would say, learn whatever. Or he's all a Kvezwas, he's learning a Hebron, whatever he's learning. Or he's not, at Lepel Mamish, the Shaila is the attitude. So Lechura, this is real because it's consistent and it's constant and it's adasef, v'chulu. Mashenkin, this other person, which is not really consistent, and he's not adasef, and he has a certain derher, so that derher you don't appreciate. That you can't appreciate. And the chiddush over here, that's an altreb. That is not talking about someone that's they was talking about Beinoni. Beinoni and Tanya is a very, very high madrega. A very, very high madrega. I mean, even the musil of being a Beinoni sounds almost very, very, very far. And, you know, in the language, in Chabad language, calling someone a Beinoni is like the greatest compliment that a person can give. That he's a Beinoni or is like a Beinoni. But Lepeil Mamish, Alter Rebbe is speaking about a Beinoni as opposed to a Tzaddik. That Lepeil Mamish, if you're really going to sit and compare a Beinoni to a Tzaddik, a Beinoni is garnished. He's not Emes. But the Emes is that he is Emes. So a person has to realize that the Eibishter created the world, and he created the world in a world which is Elam, Elashin, Helam. And in this world, there's an Emes. And there's different madrigas of Emes. There's a madriga of Emes, where over there is Vipchinas Emes, the Emes of Mesha. And then there's another Emes, which is madriga of Emes of An. And then there's other Fashidna madrigas in Emes, which is in Doradik Vasid Meshicha. And Vayishma Mesha, when Mesha heard, he heard that in this Indian of Chachisho, that Chachisho has also an Emes. So then his Vayita Bain of Mesha der Herd Kaviyochel in Atzilus was mayor the mile of this Emes and Emes Havai Leilu. This Emes Havai Leilu. That's also connected, we have the time now to talk about it, the union of Yema Shmini. As Vayiba Yema Shmini, the union of Shmini, so there's the Kliyokar in the beginning of Pasha Shmini brings that the Uftu of Shmini is the Aleph Rechav Al Zayin. The Aleph which is Rechav Al Zayin. Mesha Rabbeinu was always his Me'oz Dabr El Avdecha Oz Yosher Meisha. It's the Aleph Reicha Zayin. Aleph goes on the Yevusha. The Zayin goes on the Zayin Yimei HaShavua Zayin Kechviliches Rosan Welt. The Tachlis Advarim is there's the Aleph which is Bechlal has nothing to do with the Zayin. There's Zayin and there's an Aleph. And the Tachlis Advarim is that the Aleph should be Rechav al Zayin, which means that you should be Mamshev, the Emes Havaya, in Elam. That in the Elam, there should be Sof Kol Sof, there should be a Likus Meir Ba'Elam in the Welt. And then Sof Kol Sof, it'll be, when Mashiach will come, it'll be V'Niglik Meid Havaya, V'Ro Kol Basar Yachdov. So it's a question, L'Churi, if it says V'Niglik Meid Havaya, so what's V'Ro Kol Basar Yachdov? L'Churi, you're repeating yourself. V'Niglik Meid Havaya, so Meil, Fashtetz, V'Ro Kol Basar. So it's brought down in Chassidus, and that's also a tifa word, that there's v'nigla kvei davaya, there's the Eibishter, which is higher than everything, and he becomes revealed. But the tachlis advarim is not only that there should be the v'nigla kvei davaya. The tachlis is that the basar agashmi, should naturally see a likus. And that only happens through the fact that a likus is nimshach bo'elam, and that's the aleph, which is nimshach in the zayin, and sof kol sof, it'll taka be the v'nigla kvei davaya, v'ro kol basar yachtov.